What the hell were you thinking?
What's going on?
An outstanding arrest warrant on your head and you didn't tell me? No. They've been looking for any excuse to send you back and you've handed it to them.
No, Kim, there was an organization, a women's rights organization.
You were associated with a seditionist radical group.
I didn't do anything wrong.
Maybe if you told me this before, I could have pleaded your case. But now there's no time.
What do you mean?
They want to fly you out tonight.
When I started school, one of the first things that happened was they weighed everybody. I don't know why. No one else seems to remember it happening to them when they started school. Maybe they forgot. Being weighed isn't exactly the most standout experience in school. Anyway, I was put on the scales and nothing happened. A little red arrow barely stirred.
Cassandra waited at the bus stop. The bus was, typically, late. Not that she cared. The day she was going was a setup she didn't particularly want, and she never had time to get properly ready for it. She felt a prickling on the back of her neck, like someone was watching her. She looked around and saw him. Across the road, staring at her like he was starving. And she was the first meal he'd seen in a week. He was easily 7'8", clad entirely in leather, long hair pulled away from a chiseled face as if chiseled straight from a Greek statue.
It's not been great today. I spent the day walking around the plateau trying to find the staircase. I didn't realise how wide the tower is. I've been walking all day and I'm only halfway down one side. I didn't know what to do, so I came back and now I'm pretty much back where I started today. Only now I'm in what I think was a watchtower instead of a church.
That's something. You found another phone.
And another abandoned fire pit. It's a little bit eerie. The fog is not helping, and I've just not felt good today.